praxis. Our dreams must be pragmatic. Aristotle. He had no badge except a gun. Looking for the men and women who stopped by my stand to ask for food in a language I thought I understood. They knew the Queen Anne's lace, the spring medicine plants, the evil-headed creature curling out of the cabbage. They walked among flowering herbs. I gave them milk in cardboard bottles, more than I knew I had left over from feeding the cats, and some bread, cheese, and apples. A little girl was with them, her eyes large and bright with hunger, fear, and unhappiness. She said she didn't want to go on like this, never knowing when the man with the gun would reappear, that all she wanted was to go home, where everything was as it was and would be. She said that was what she wanted, no matter how often her parents explained, and I admit, tried to help, that place she thought she remembered was gone, had never been, except in dreams. For even there, what wasn't known was everything, and everything might change overnight, as she knew it had. You never know what might happen. Which was why they had to keep going now, to reach that dream place she could come back to time after time, despite the change in everything.